Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Kavod Shemayim in the Psicha. This is Shir number 12. The Chafetz Chaim concludes discussing the numerous places that the topic of Lashon Hara is discussed throughout the Torah. We find in Parshas Chukas, Vayidaber Ha'om Elokim Moshe. And the nation, which we mentioned, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, when it says Om in the Torah, this refers to the Erev Rav. And they spoke against Hashem and Moshe. We discussed in the past that one of the worst averus a person can do is to speak negatively about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to not appreciate what Hashem has been giving to us. Parsha Shoftim, when the person goes out to war against his enemy, and the Pasuk says, Nishmat v'kol davar ra. What is davar ra? What does it mean, protect yourself from anything which is evil? This refers to davar ra, dibur ra. Don't have any evil speech. Last week's parasha, Kiparsha Kiseitse, the parasha that talks about a person's Maitzi Shemra, he says, false lie about a lady, about her behavior. And then we have, later on in the parasha, Zochor Eis Asher Osa Hashem Lekecha LeMiriam. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. How Miriam loved her brother Moshe, she only wanted to speak for his benefit. And all the different explanations about this, nonetheless, she was punished with tzaras. All of Klal Yisrael stopped for her, and everyone knew what happened, that she spoke Lashon Hara. The tzaddik is Miriam HaNeviah. Parsha Kisavah, this is Parsha. It says, don't curse, or cursed be the one who hits his friend in private. This refers to Lashon Hara. Someone who hits his friend privately, this is an example of Lashon Hara. And we know that a person who avoids violating what the curses a person will do, receive curses, if he avoids those items, he will receive bracha. Harei shehazohir bazeh tiyeh loy bracha. One who is careful to avoid the curses, he will receive bracha. We shall have bracha in our houses.